We sold it, and I had to get Richie to sign. At that time, I was just talking to him again, only because he doesn't talk to his children. He has three wonderful children. He's got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and he doesn't talk to them. I talk to him now only because Bonnie was very sick and sitting next to me in our den, and I happened to say out loud, you know, time's getting short, and maybe I should call my brother and tell him that time is getting short, that we should talk. But I was the one that wasn't talking to him because he wasn't talking to his children. So Bonnie was not very verbal at that time. She said, I think you should. Well, I almost cried. I called my brother and said to him, I left a message because he didn't answer. And he had a habit to let calls go to the answering machine. And I said, Richie, it's about time that we talk again, that time is getting short, we're getting older, and I think we should talk. And Richie called me up, and we've been talking ever since. I still get very upset when I talk with him that he doesn't talk to his children. And I want to say to him, you know, you have beautiful children, beautiful grandchildren, you have great grandchildren. You don't know what you're missing. But he is a very stubborn man, and he's the one that'll leave this world not knowing wonderful people, his children. And it is so, so sad that he doesn't do that. I know that my children, my grandchildren, and maybe great-grandchildren will hear this, but never, ever not talk to family. Don't leave this world not talking to your children. The saddest thing was that my nephew came to do a favor for me in the house. We had to take a bed in Audrey's room out and put it in the cellar so we could put a hospital bed from hospice in that room. And we moved the bed to the cellar. And he said to me in the cellar that his daughter was going to get married next year in a winery. And he said that he asked his daughter, do you want to invite your grandpa Whiskers to your wedding? And she said, no, I don't know him. That was so sad to me. And I'm a very emotional person. It made me cry to think that that stupid man is going to miss the wedding of his granddaughter. It is a very, very sad thing. But it's also a lesson to my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Don't ever not talk to your family. Love them.